弟兄姊妹，我们再有一点点简短的祷告。
So brother and sisters, let's have a short word of prayer.
主，我们来到你面前，我们请你向我们心中说话。
Lord, when we come before you, speaking to our heart.
主，叫我们里面怀着一个爱慕的心。
We have a longing heart.
主，我们要听见你的声音。
And we need to hear your voice.
主，我们今天我们愿意在这里。主啊，能够得见你自己的笑脸。
Lord, we're willing to see your smiling face today here.
主啊，把我们每一个人的光景，我们的心怀意念都交托在你的手里。
Lord, we commit our true spiritual condition on our hearts before you.
主啊，愿你用你活泼的话语，主啊，做工在我们每个人的心里。
Lord, use your living words and do the amazing work in us.
主啊，从大的主啊到小的。主啊，都能把我们的耳朵打开。
From the older to the younger, and we all open our ears to you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我愿意今天接续着我上次的交通。
Brothers and sisters, I want to follow my last sharing today.
我上次交通到操练听神的声音。
Last time I shared, exercise to hear the voice of God.
我提到说听见神的声音的那个重要。
I mentioned the importance of hearing the voice of God.
可能也借着一些诗篇的例子讲到我们在祷告当中可以听见神的声音。
I use some examples in the Psalms and we can hear the voice of God, in our prayer.
我想我今天试着从另外一个角度来看
，I want to share from a different perspective today.
是在圣经或是读圣经当中，我们来听见神的声音。
So hearing God's voice in the Bible.
我们先翻到启示录的第二章第七节。
Let's first turn to Revelation chapter 2:7.
启示录的第二章第七节。
Revelation chapter 2:7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
注意一下这边，我只读了一节圣经。
So I only read one verse here.
但是相似的圣经在这个附近出现了七次。
There are seven times of similar Bible verses appeared.
所以我这边强调的是，凡有耳的、有耳朵的，就应当听见神的话。
So the emphasis here is he who has an ear, let him hear.
我已经多次强调，我们跟神的关系是一个双向的。
Many times I emphasized we have a two-directional relationship with our Lord.
所以在这个双向的这关系里面，肯定要有双向的交通。
In this two-directional relationship, we need to have a two-directional fellowship.
也就是说，不仅是我们这边呢要向神说话。
Not only from our side we speak to the Lord.
然后另外一方面，我们也应该能够听见神那边回应从神来的声音。
At the same time, we need to hear the response and the voice from God.
然后在这边我们读到圣经里面，他是说有耳可听的就应当听。
So here we're reading the Bible, he who has an ear, let him hear.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这句话你可不可以听见神在跟你说话？
So in this Bible verses, brothers and sisters, can you hear God is speaking to you?
就是这简单的一句话，他说凡有耳的就应当听。
It's a simple verse says, he who has an ear, let him hear.
我们好像听见一种感觉。
We just probably hear like a feeling.
Yeah, 就听见就是神好像是在那边寻找一种人，这种人是有耳朵的人。
And God is looking for someone who has an ear.
或是说神好像在许多的众儿女当中在寻找一种人。
So God is looking for someone among the children of God.
然后这种人是一个向他耳朵，就耳朵向他打开的人。
This kind of person is someone who opens his ear to the Lord.
然后在这边他其实凡有耳这是一个单数。
He who has an ear, this is singular now.
也就是说他在一个一个的在那边看。
So he's looking one by one.
别人不能够代替你听啊。
So other people cannot hear for you.
他要找一个一个说 ，OK， 这边是不是有一个人，他是有耳朵能够听见我的声音的
？So God is looking. Here is someone who has an ear, and he can hear my voice.
然后我们可以听见主的一个里面心中的一个呼喊，一个感觉是说，到底有没有人能够听见我向他说话？
And we hear the cry of the Lord. Is there anyone who can hear the voice of God?
然后所以在那个在这个末后的世代里面
，In the end days，
然后神就在那里寻找有耳朵能够听见他声音的人。
God is looking for someone he has an ear can hear his voice。
对，弟兄姊妹，我们能够在这段时间里面听见神向我们说这样的话吗
？Brothers and sisters, can we hear God is speaking to us in these words？
然后当他在这边讲的时候呢，你发现不仅要能够听见他所说的话
，Not only we need to hear the voice of God，
而且他的意思是说，一个能够听的人跟他的得胜是有关系的。
But also here it says it is directly related to overcoming，
然后跟这个人能不能得奖赏是发生关系的。
It also directly related to someone if he can have the prize from the Lord。
呀，换句话说，一个能够有能听耳朵的人。
In another word, he who has an ear,
他能够被带到一个回转，被带到一个得胜的一个光景。
He can be led to a condition to overcome and to repent and return.
所以弟兄姊妹，我可能会有人有一个问题，就是总觉得我在祷告当中得不到神的回应。
Probably someone has this problem. I can't get the response from the Lord in my prayer.
好像跟神有双向的交通是很困难的事情。
It seems like very difficult to have this two-directional relationship with the Lord.
总觉得要听见主的声音好像是一件很玄妙、很遥远的事情。
And we think it's a very distant and mysterious experience for us to hear the voice of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我的孩子想跟我讲话
，So brothers and sisters, if my children want to speak to me, want to talk to me,
我是心中很高兴的。
I'm very joyful.
然后我也很乐意把我想跟他讲的话跟他一同的交谈。
I'm very willing to share with him.
所以我们觉得神很难，就我们觉得神很难 reach， 就是很难听见神的声音，好像神隐藏起来，这是一个错误的观念。
This is a wrong perspective. We feel God is so hard to fellowship.
对。我不会等到我的小孩拿到 straight A 之后，就他来找我讲话的时候，我就不讲。
My children come to me, I will never talk to him unless he got a straight A.
对对对，就是我想要意思说，我一直都不讲，然后等到他拿到 straight A 的时候，我就开了金口说，可以。
I will never do that when he have all straight A's, and then I will speak to him.
对，我们的神不是这样做事的。
Now, our God is not like this.
对，他心中乐意的跟我们有交通的。
Our God is willing to fellowship with us.
所以这边哈，我希望弟兄姊妹，我们要有个爱慕的心，要操练这件事情。
So here, I hope, brothers and sisters, we need to have a longing heart to exercise this.
然后神其实预备了，神用圣经哈，他借着圣经，他预备了大量的材料来帮助我们听见他说话。
So God prepared the Bible for us. It has abundant materials and resources to help us to hear His voice.
对，有的时候我们觉得，哎呀，好像很难听得见。
Sometimes we feel it's very difficult to hear.
但神其实有了很多的预备。
But God has a lot of preparation for us.
他用圣经呢，他把他许多已经讲过的话呢，放在里面了。
Many words are recorded in the Bible.
然后借着这些读圣经，借着圣经的里面话语呢，我们能够学习听见神向我们讲话。
By reading the Bible, we can learn and exercise to hear the voice of God.
但这边有个关键。
But there's a key.
就是圣经里面的言语呢，要成为一个活的话语。我们要能够听见
the words in the Bible, it needs to be transformed into a living word so that we can hear.
对，这是应该我们去多多去学的地方。
And that's something we need to learn and exercise.
我们翻到路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 24.
路加福音24章15到17节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 15 to 17.
我是讲24章的。
哦、oh, yeah, 24.
我可能讲错了。路加福音24章15到
17。Luke 24, 15 to 17.
正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
15. So it is while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. And he said to them, what kind of conversation is that you have with one another as you walked and are sad?
25
to 27.
对。就是同一章24章25到27
Same chapter 25 to 27
耶稣对他们说无知的人啊先知所说的一切话你们的心信得太迟钝了基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀岂不是应当的吗于是从摩西和众先知起凡经上所指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了
Then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
然后32到33节。32
to
33。就是说主耶稣离开他们之后。
After the Lord Jesus left them.
对 ,32 33, 他们彼此说在路上。他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身，回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处。
And they said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us? So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together.
在主耶稣定被定罪挂了十字架上。
After the Lord was condemned and put on the cross.
然后在十字架上死了之后。
After he died on the cross.
对，许多的门徒非常的灰心。
And many disciples were discouraged.
他们想说跟随的主好几年的时间现在我们的夫子没了。
They thought the Lord they have been following for many years died.
在这边圣经里面就记载了两个门徒他们要离开耶路撒冷。
Two disciples is recorded here. They left Jerusalem.
我们猜想他们可能就是回他的老家去了。
So we guess they went back to their hometown.
就在他们里面非常的忧愁、沮丧的要离开的时候。
While they were sorrowful and sad and they left.
主耶稣亲自的到他们身旁陪伴他们同行。
The same moment, Lord Jesus drew near to them and walked with them.
然后在一边同行的时候呢，主耶稣就跟他们讲解圣经。
And the Lord expounded the scriptures to them.
我有时候有个感觉。
Sometimes I feel.
就是当主耶稣在地上的时候，他们好像比较没有我们这种 Bible study。
While the Lord Jesus was on the earth, they didn't have this kind of Bible study we have today.
好像比较没有我们这种比较 formal, 就比较正规的这个查经聚会。
They don't have such a formal Bible study meeting.
啊，但是他们一边走路一边走路，我觉得这个好像主带着他们 Bible study.
While they were walking, the Lord have a Bible study meeting with them.
然后就他们也读过圣经。
They read the Bible.
啊，但是这一次不一样。
But this time is different.
然后这一次主耶稣亲自把圣经里面的这些的话语呢。很多的地方跟他们一直的说，一直的讲解。
This time the Lord Jesus opened the scriptures to them and talked with them the Bible verses.
我个人猜想啊。
So personally, I guess.
但也许主耶稣讲到说，这个亚当穿的这个皮子的那个死掉的动物的衣服。
Maybe the Lord Jesus said, Adam wear the fur of the dead animals.
对，然后那个衣服指的就是基督。
And that clothing refers to Christ.
因为基督为我们死了，他叫我们这个人能够披戴他。
Because Christ died for us, and we can put on Christ.
对，也许主耶稣又讲解了那个挪亚。
And maybe Lord Jesus talk about Noah.
他说挪亚那时候是有大洪水。
And there is a great flood in Noah's time.
但是那个挪亚的那个方舟呢，就是讲到 耶稣基督。
But the ark refers to Lord Jesus Christ.
对全世界受审判。
And all the world is under condemnation.
但是因为我们这些人被放在基督的方舟里面，我们就得救。
Because we're put in the ark of Christ and we're saved.
对，也许我们的主讲到那个亚伯拉罕献以撒的事情。
Maybe the Lord Jesus Christ shared Abraham offered Isaac.
他说这个事情呢，其实是想到，是讲到说，我这个神的爱子呢，被父神放在祭坛上。
This offering refers to the God put his only beloved son on the altar.
对，为人而死。
And died for people.
但是，然后这个神的独生子呢，他乐意的被摆在祭坛上为我们而死。
The only begotten son is willing to put on the altar to die for us.
对，也许他又讲到说，啊，在摩西在旷野的时候击打那个磐石。
Maybe he shared in the wilderness and Moses hit the rock.
然后磐石呢就讲到基督被神击打。
And the rock refers to the Christ as hit, struck by the Lord.
Yeah. 但是他在磐石裂开之后呢，他流出生命的活泉成为我们的供应。
After the rock is broken, it has living water.
不管如何，我们主耶稣把那个圣经里面讲到他的事情呢，一个一个的跟这两个门徒讲明白。
So the Lord Jesus Christ expounded everything in the scriptures to the two disciples.
当这两个门徒听见主耶稣的所借着圣经的所讲的声音的时候
，When they heard the voice while Jesus Christ talked to them，
他们心里面感觉火热
，Their hearts was burned within。
他们觉得。他们觉得啊，以前读的圣经是这样读的。
They feel I read the Bible, yes.
但现在好像有一个活的声音，活的话语进到我们的心里面。
But this time the voice is living and it came into my heart.
然后它里面感觉火热，并且受到激励。
I feel burned within my heart and was stirred up and encouraged.
对，本来脸上是满了忧愁。
I was sorrowful before.
但现在完全里面。完全释放。
Now the sorrow is gone and I'm totally released.
他说我们赶快回去。
Let's go back.
对，我们不再沮丧。
We'll never be sorrowful again.
对，我们借着神的声音呢，里面得到恢复了。
And by the voice of God, we're restored.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们想一想哈，我们有没有因着读神的话语声读圣经的缘故，心里感觉到火热。
Brothers and sisters, think about it. Have you ever felt burned within your heart while you're reading the scriptures?
我们有没有因着在圣经里面听见神的声音，我们能够回转归向神的？
Have we ever returned and repent to the Lord while we read the scriptures?
我们在读提摩太后书第三章。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章的第一节
，Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1。
我的确可能念的圣经会多一点点。
I might read more scriptures.
啊，提摩太后书第三章第一节，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
But know this that in the last days perilous times will come.
第七跟第八节
7 to 8。
常常学习，终究不能明白真道。从前亚尼和杨毕怎样抵挡摩西，这的人也怎样抵挡真道。他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的。
Always learning and never be able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jenny and Jambri resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disproved concerning the faith.
三章十五到十七节
Chapter 3 verse 15 to 17
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
15 to 17. And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
第四章的一到五节。
Chapter 4, 1 to 5. Yeah.
我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师父，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。对不起，你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful, in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
弟兄姊妹，在这个保罗人生当中写的最后一卷书信《提摩太后书》里面
，Brothers and sisters, in the last letter Paul wrote,
他提醒说，这个末后世代有一个危险的日子要来了。
There is a dangerous time is coming.
然后在这个危险的日子里面，我们刚才念到的。一些的圣经是有关真道，或是有关 truth， 或是 faith。
The Bible verses we just read is about faith and truth。
然后你会发现在那个危险的日子里面呢，有人去抵挡真道。
And we found some people in a dangerous time they go against the truth。
有人学了很久还是不明白。
Many people they learned for a long time but they still don't understand。
有人厌烦这些道理。
And some people they
第三节
，They cannot endure the doctrine.
Okay, 有的人这个耳朵发痒，就是听不进去。
They have itching ears, then they cannot hear.
他们宁愿讲一些荒谬的言语，也不要听神的言语。
They talk about fables, and they're not willing to hear the voice of God.
所以在这个是一个幕后一个危险的时代里面一个普遍的现象。
This is a dangerous time in the latter days.
对，不仅我们圣徒们听不见神的声音。
The saints cannot hear the voice of God.
而且他的态度上面是不想听神的声音。
And the attitude, they're not willing to hear.
他里面有一个抵挡的灵。
They have a spirit which is against the Lord.
他宁愿听一些更世界上一些跟神无关的事情，他反而有兴趣。
They'd rather to hear something in the world which has nothing to do with God.
所以当保罗在这边提醒就是劝勉提摩太说这个很危险的。
So when Paul here exhorted Timothy, that is very dangerous.
你这位年轻的弟兄要怎么样在这个危险的时代能够站得住呢？
How can this young brother to stand in this dangerous time?
他就提醒提摩太。
He reminded Timothy.
他说你从小就明白圣经的。
You have known the Bible from your childhood.
你在你还就是比较还年轻的时候呢就已经接触了圣经。
When you're little, you get to know the Bible.
那你要记得这些神的话语能够帮助你在危险的日子能够持定那个真道。
And remember the word of God will help you to lay hold of the faith and truth in a dangerous time.
那弟兄姊妹，我这边还是要鼓励比较年轻人。
So here, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage the younger ones.
有一种可能，我开始就也不是开始，我已经觉得，就是你们对圣经的那个熟悉的程度，非常非常的遥远。
I feel many of you, you're not familiar with the Bible.
呀，就是圣经里面的事情，至少它的 contents， 好像离你们非常的远。
The contents in the Bible is very far away from you.
那所以我希望弟兄姊妹，这提摩太是一个好的榜样。
So Timothy here is a good example.
他好像从小的时候，从年轻的时候呢，他就开始对圣经有一个追求的。
From his childhood, when he was young, he seeked to know the scriptures.
对，就已经开始对圣经上的话语有一些明白了。
He had a sort of understanding of the scriptures.
甚至也可能开始借着圣经听见一些神对他说的话语。
And even he started to hear the voice of God in the Bible.
所以在这边那个保罗特别提到圣经的特点。
So Paul here specifically mentioned the nature of the Bible.
他说啊，这个圣经能够使你有得救的智慧。
And you can have a wisdom of salvation.
而且圣经跟别的书不一样。
And Bible is different from all other books.
它是神，它这边那个末世啊，就是意思就是说神吹气，有一个灵属灵的吹气，吹到这些言语上了。
That's the inspiration of God into the words.
所以它不是一些只是字句上的东西。
So it's not something just letters.
它里面是带着灵，带着生命的。
And there is spirit, there is life.
它整个性质是神在说话。
And the whole nature is that God is speaking.
我在好些年前的时候注意到一个事情。
Many years ago, I noticed.
有一个年长弟兄啊，他每次讲道之前
，one elder brother every time before he shared the message.
对，他就我们要就是会与弟兄姊妹一起读圣经，对不对
？We need to read the scriptures with brothers and sisters.
对，他以前大概是意思是这样说，就是请弟兄姊妹我们一同来读一些圣经。
He used to say like this, brothers and sisters, let's read some scriptures.
然后有一次我听他的这个信息的录音的时候
One time I was listening to a recording of the message.
然后那次他就说弟兄姊妹我们一同来读一些主的话
And that time he said, brothers and sisters, let's read the word of God.
然后我就特别注意这个事情
I paid attention to this.
好像没有错我们是读圣经就是读主的话没有错
That's right, when we read Bible, we read the word of the Lord.
但他这边特别强调说我们一同来读一些主的话就主现在要说话
But he specifically mentioned, let's read the word of God, and God is speaking right now.
然后我就特别注意到在这些年来
So I paid attention this many years.
Yeah.然后他每次一开头的就说弟兄姊妹我们一同来读一些主的话。
And every time before the message, he said, brothers and sisters, let's read the word of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹圣经的有个特点是神的话语。
So Bible is the word of God.
只要是神的话语我们就应该去听的。
When it is the word of God, we need to hear.
然后这边他讲到一个特点啊他说教训督责使人归正。教导人学义。
So teaching, conviction, correction, righteousness.
Yeah. 也就是说我们以前或是说我们通常会讲到说读圣经是得到一些神的引导。这也是对的。
We often say when we read the Bible, we want to ask for the guidance. That is right.
对得到一些神的原则。
We look for some principles from God.
我想这也是对的。
And that is also right.
但保罗这边特别讲到说圣经里面一开头他带着 teaching, 就教训。
But Paul here specifically said, the Bible has the nature of teaching.
对也就是说他把神的心思意念他的原则教导给我们。
He teaches the mind and the principles to us.
但不停留在这边。
Not staying here.
督责的意思就是说他在劝勉在告诉我们我们犯了错。
So conviction here says, it reveals to us we sinned.
对他在他可能在责备我们。
It might rebuke us.
也就是说当你在读圣经的时候他有一个果效他会责备人的。
And there is the effect when you read the Bible, it can rebuke you.
但责备人不是在这边结束他的目的是要更正人就是那个归正。
It will not stay in rebuke, it will carry on to correction.
对他把我们的错误把我们里面 那个远离神的光景把它 指出来。
It point out and reveal our spiritual condition which is far away from God.
然后指出来之后他的目的叫我们能够归回到 正路上面。
And after this conviction, it lead us to the right path.
然后我们就可以走在对的路上做一个行义的人。
Then we can walk on the right path and be a righteous person.
我们不仅是在神面前罪蒙赦免称义，
Not only we are righteous before God, our sins are forgiven.
我们是真正的活在行出这个义的光景来的。
And we have a life and we do the righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我这个人不愿意受教，
If I don't have a teachable heart,
或是说我不愿意受更正，
I don't want to be adjusted.
基本上圣经对你是没用的。
Basically, Bible is useless to you.
甚至你说我们喜欢有一段圣经要常常喜乐不住的祷告。
We often say just rejoice always and pray all the time.
有时候这个圣经是一种安慰或是一种让我们觉得很舒服的话。
It's just something make us to feel better.
对。但是这个话有可能是督责你知道吗
?But the word can also be rebuke.
因为我现在不喜乐。
Because I don't have joy now.
我现在在一个光景里面，我不想祷告。
I'm in a condition I don't even want to pray.
这句话就变成督责。
Then this verse become a correction and conviction.
如果我是真的一个愿意受教的人
，If I'm someone who's willing to be teach，
我就跟主说
，I speak to the Lord.
主啊，你借着今天，你借着这句话，常常喜乐不住祷告，你提醒了我。
Use this word, use this verse, rejoice always, and you reminded me.
我今天不喜乐是因为我远离你了。
Because I'm far away from you, so that I'm not joyful today.
我今天不想祷告是因为我有些其他事情被霸占了我。
Because I'm occupied by something, so I don't want to pray.
但是因为我愿意被主更正。
But because I'm willing to be adjusted by the Lord.
所以这句话就引导我回到了神的面前，走在对的路上。
This verse just helped me and lead me back to on the right path and go before the Lord.
所以，我实在感觉，当保罗在写这段话给提摩太的时候
，I truly feel when Paul wrote this letter to Timothy，
他好像要我们的弟兄呢，提摩太弟兄能够抓住这个根基。
He wants Timothy to grab hold of this foundation.
好像在这个危险的时代呢，他能够蒙拯救。
In this dangerous generation, he can be saved and delivered.
对，不仅他自己蒙拯救
，not only himself be delivered and saved.
也因着他亲自经历了神圣经的话语
，and he experienced the word of God personally.
他能够把这个真道能够传递给其他的人
，and he can pass on this truth and faith to other people.
他能够做见证说圣经的话是真实可以经历的
，and he can testify the word of God is real, is living.
当我这次在读第四章第一节的时候
，This time while I was reading chapter 4 verse 1,
我觉得保罗非常的严肃。
I feel Paul is really really serious.
他说我在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前。
He said, I charge you before God and who will judge the living and the dead.
凭着他的显现和他的国度来嘱咐你。
At his appearing and his kingdom, I charge you.
我们平常不太敢这样讲的。
We don't always and we dare not to speak like this.
但是保罗在这边说，我凭着要审判活人死人那个主的面前来嘱咐你的。
But Paul said here, I charge you before the one who will judge the living and the dead.
好像他有一个给我们一个印象。
There is an impression here.
如果提摩太你不忠心在神的话语的话
，If Timothy, you are not faithful to the word of God,
你要面对基督的审判
，You will face the judgment of Christ.
当主耶稣显现的时候
，While the Lord Jesus appeared,
他要显明你这个人是不是能够经历神圣经的话语。
He will reveal your condition if you can experience the word of God.
当他显现的时候，我们的主要凭着这一点。来判定你能不能进国度。
When he appears, he will judge you according to this point.
所以弟兄姊妹，我这次读的时候，心中还是很震惊的。
So brothers and sisters, I was shocked.
我们今天是在讲 愿意借着圣经来听神的声音。
Today we share, we're willing to hear the voice of God in the Bible.
但是对于保罗来讲，他说他觉得这个事情太重要，太严肃。
But for Paul, this is something so important.
所以但愿我们在这个方向，在这个方面，我们不随便。
So I hope we all be serious on this matter.
那个读圣经听见神的话语跟这个人有直接关系。
It is directly related to this person's condition when he read the Bible.
我们是否想要听见神的话语，这是一个很关键。
It's very important, are we willing to hear the voice of God?
以前当然我也希望自己把圣经读好一点。
Like before, I hope myself can read the Bible better.
然后如果你去找那个怎样读圣经那种书，你可以找到一大堆。
You can find a lot of books, topics are on how to read the Bible.
当然这些都有参考的价值啊。
It has some, importance.
对，有的读圣经他就把每一卷书的那个大纲跟重点 key, 把给你讲点出来。
It gives you the outlines and keys of each chapter.
对，有的就是告诉你说你要读圣经里面的动物啦，植物啦，里面的草药啦。
And some book just tell you to focus on the animals, the plants, and the vegetations in the Bible.
或是读圣经里面的人物啦。
And the figures in the Bible.
这些其实可以做参考。
You can use as a reference.
但我读到几本讲到怎么读圣经的书。
But I read some books.
弟兄们前面花了很多的篇幅先讲一件事情。
The brothers spent a long time talk about one matter before.
对，他不是马上告诉你一些读圣经的用的方法。
He doesn't jump into the method of how to read Bible.
他先花不少的篇幅说，如果一个人要能够明白圣经，跟这个人有关系。
He spent a few chapters to talk about if you want to understand Bible, it is directly related to your own condition.
也就是说，这个人他是不是有个爱慕的心，想要听到神的话
？If this person has a willing heart to hear the voice of God，
这个人是不是相信神的话
？If this person believes in the word of God，
这个人是不是愿意顺服神的话
？If this person is willing to submit himself under the word of God，
这个人有否一个态度，他把神的话当作是神的话，所以放在这个话语的下面。
If this person take God's word, ask God's word, and submit himself under the word.
他们的意思是说，如果我们的态度不对的话。
The brothers means, if our attitudes are wrong,
你用再多的方法都没有用。
No matter how many methods you use, it's useless.
你永远都听不见神的声音。
You will never hear the voice of God.
但是如果我们人是对的。
But if we're right before the Lord,
可能我们不太懂太多的方法。
Maybe we don't know many methods.
但是神就是可以借着任何的情况，借着神的话语对我们说话。
But God can use every circumstances to speak to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我一定要强调这一点。
I must emphasize this.
我后面讲几个例子。
I'll use some examples.
对，其实跟我个人也都比较相关。
It's directly related to my own experience.
这些不是公式啊。
It's not like a formula.
呀，但是我们希望有一个操练跟学习，我们愿意常常能够听见神的声音。
We want to exercise and learn, and we can hear the voice of God.
我没有错，你愿意的话，多读圣经。
It's right, if you're willing, just read the Bible more.
但是越来越有一个情形，你在读圣经的时候，总感觉神在跟你说话。
But it's better and more you can hear the voice of God while you're reading the Bible.
我总记得有一个弟兄的见证。
I always remember a testimony of a brother.
这可能在1960年代的时候。
1960s?
对，有一次有一个那个英国的弟兄，到了这个到亚洲来。
A brother from England, and he went to Asia.
然后与弟兄姊妹有一些交通。
And fellowship with the brothers and sisters there.
这些弟兄们听了这个英国来的弟兄的交通的时候，总觉得奇怪，这个弟兄对圣经的理解好像超过他们。
They feel it's amazing that the brother, when he shared the Bible, and his understanding, it's above their condition.
所以那时候这个弟兄呢，他就带着一个爱慕的心跑去问这个年长弟兄要怎么读圣经。
So one brother in Asia, and he went to and asked the brother from England and how to read the Bible.
那这个弟兄也没有给他什么公式。
The brother didn't give him like a formula.
对，就是说你就愿意寻求，你有个态度要寻求，能够听见主。能够认识他。
You have a heart and attitude to seek and to hear the voice of God.
所以他就回去说，他就跟主祷告。
So after he went back home, he prayed to the Lord.
然后他祷告说，主啊，愿你能够把你的话语向我打开，我能够听见你的声音。
And he prayed, Lord, open your word, and I can hear your voice.
他就告诉主说，那我好不好先从马太福音第一章开始读吧。
And he prayed to the Lord, Lord, I'll just start from Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
对，很有可能他读过的圣经比我们都多了。
And very possibly he read more Bibles too.
但是那个时候他的读圣经感觉比较死板，比较死板，就比较一种形式，不太活泼。
It's not very living his way of reading the Bible.
所以他告诉主说，我想好好重新开始学。
And he told the Lord, I want to restart it again.
那我就从马太福音第一章第一节开始读。
I'll just start from Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
请弟兄姊妹翻到马太福音第一章第一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
他就读了亚伯拉罕的后裔大卫的子孙耶稣基督的家谱。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
他其实圣经还挺熟的，因为在原文里面或者在英文里面，第一章第一节的开头是耶稣基督的家谱，这是第一句。
He was familiar with the Bible, so from the original language, the first verse is actually is the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
所以当他在读马太福音第一章第一节，他说耶稣基督的家谱。
While he was reading the book of genealogy of Jesus Christ,
哎，突然这时候好像神跟他说话。
At this time, God spoke to him.
他突然有一个感动，就是说，哦，原来新约的开头呢，是从耶稣基督开始的。
And he had a realization that the New Testament started from the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
或是 starting from Jesus Christ.
Or starting from Jesus Christ.
然后整个新约呢，是因着有耶稣基督才有的新约，也是以他为中心。
The whole New Testament is focused on Jesus Christ, and because of Jesus Christ, and we have the New Testament.
然后他就读到 ，OK， 不仅是耶稣基督，而且是耶稣基督的家谱。
Not only Jesus Christ, but the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
啊，他里面又有个感动。
And he had a move.
啊，原来新约呢，除了耶稣基督是中心之外呢，我们也在当中有份。
Wow, so not only Jesus Christ is the center, and we're part in the New Testament.
因为讲到家谱，他就想到是一个大的家庭。
So when talk about genealogy, it's the big family.
哦，他说他原来这个新约呢，神把我们这批人不仅有份呢，而且带回到神的家里面，在耶稣基督的家谱里有份。
So not only God put us in the New Testament and also bring us back to His own house.
当然这是属灵的讲法。
This is a spiritual interpretation.
然后他就继续想到说亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And he continued the son of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕有什么特点呢？
What is the characteristic of Abraham?
他是信心之父。
He's the father of faith.
哦，原来我们要进入这个新约的话是以信为本。
If we want to enter the New Testament, we need to have faith.
也就是说，我们这批人呢，都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And we're the sons of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是怎么样因信称义的呢？我们这批人也是他的子孙，也是因信称义的一批人。
And Abraham was justified by faith, and we have the justification by faith.
对，这是我们能够进入新约的那个约定的根据。
This is the foundation that we can enter into the New Testament.
然后他就继续读到大卫的子孙
，the son of David.
啊，他就想到说，这一位耶稣基督，他不仅是救主，而且是一位作王的。
Thus Jesus Christ, he's not only a savior, he's also a king.
对新约的意义呢，就是让我们的耶稣基督掌权。
So the meaning of New Testament is to let the Lord Jesus Christ and reign over us.
啊，不仅如此，我们都是大卫，是大卫的子孙。
We're sons of David.
也就是说，我们这批人呢，不仅是主耶稣他做王，而且我们这批人也得了一个做王的生命。
Not only Jesus Christ himself is a king, and we have a life of king.
在新约的这个结局里面呢，我们也要与主一同的掌权。
In the end of the New Testament, we'll reign with our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们弟兄那天啊，当然我刚讲的这个，它不是一个严格的解经哈。
So it's not a serious interpretation of the Bible.
它是一个在主面前一个活泼的领会。
It's a living understanding of.
所以我们弟兄那天好高兴。
He was very joyful.
哎，我发现原来读圣经是可以听见神的声音的。
And I found that reading the Bible, I can hear the voice of God.
然后神的声音不是一堆没有意义的言语。
So God's voice is not the meaningless words.
对，它里面带着启示，带着亮光，并且带着激励。
It has revelation, it has light, it has encouragement.
我在读圣经的时候，我常常把自己放在圣经里面。
When I was reading the Bible, I always put myself in.
所以这个可以帮助我去体会那段圣经。
It can help me to understand that paragraph.
然后也帮助我能够跟这段圣经发生关联。
It can help me to relate myself with this Bible verse.
我举一个例子，也许有些弟兄姊妹听过我讲过。
I'll use an example.
我们翻到路加福音的第十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音的第十五章的第三到五节。
Luke chapter 15, 3 to 5.
三到六节。
3 to 6.
耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把这九十九只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？找着了就欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上，回到家里就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
So he spoke this parable to them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.
这是很多年前我有一次读这段圣经的一个感觉。
That many years ago, when I read this Bible verse, I have a feeling.
对，那时候我就在想说，为什么是有一只羊迷失了？
So I thought, why one of the sheep was lost?
为什么不是三只五只，就是我们是一批人嘛，就是三五只十只迷失了呢？
Why not just three sheep and five or ten?
对，当我读的时候，我觉得我们的主耶稣他的意思是说，我就是那一只迷失的羊。
Well, I was reading, I feel the Lord Jesus meant, I myself is the lost sheep.
对，的确有很多的羊。
Indeed, there are many sheep.
但是有一个独特的那一只，它迷失了。
But there's a special one. It is lost.
那只迷失的羊就是我。
And that lost one is myself.
所以，当我在一边读的时候，我觉得这段圣经跟我有关系。
So while I was reading, I feel this message has relationship with me.
因为我可以在里面体会到说，这位好牧人呢，他一定要找到这只羊。
I believe this good shepherd, and he will find this lost one.
他可以经历旷野，经历许多的艰难。
He will go through the wilderness and difficulties.
他定义的要找到这只已经失去的羊。
And he's determined to find this lost sheep.
一直到找到他为止。
Until he finds it.
所以当我想到的时候，想到当我读到的时候呢？
When I read this passage,
我知道这就是我。
I know this lost sheep is myself.
对。我想到说，我以前怎么抵挡主
？I remembered how I go against the Lord before.
我怎么样，根本就不想跟神有任何关系。
I have no interest to have any relationship with God.
但是神好像借着各样的环境
，But God used many circumstances.
然后 各样的人事物
，many people, many matters，
他从来都没有放弃我
，never let me go，
然后一直在那边牵引，要找到我
，he continued to guide me and determined to find me，
而且找到我。一直到找到我的时候，他心中是何等的欢喜。
Until he finds me, and he was so joyful within his heart.
所以，我也开始有一个体会。
I started to understand.
因为在我那次之前呢，我听过一些年长弟兄们的那个一个交通，一种的交通。
I heard some fellowship before I read the paragraph.
就是那些年长弟兄姊妹，他们有讲到一个说法，就是说，如果全世界只有我一个罪人。
The other brothers and sisters shared, if in the world there is only one sinner, then that is myself.
主耶稣都要为我这一个单一的罪人而死。
And the Lord Jesus Christ will die for the single sinner, myself.
对，我以前听的时候，我也觉得啊，这种说法真的是很美丽，能够表达神的爱。
I did feel this is amazing love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但只等到我那次读到这段圣经的时候
，until I read this paragraph，
我就开始能够明白为什么这些弟兄姊妹会这样讲。
I started to understand why these elder brothers and sisters keep sharing this.
因为他这边讲得很清楚，就一只羊。
It's clearly recorded only one sheep.
就是我那只羊。
That is me.
对。就算我这只羊迷失了，全世界就我这个一个罪人。
Even there is only one sinner, myself is lost in the world.
主都要为我死，并且要把我寻回。
And the Lord has to die for me and find me.
所以从那天开始，这段圣经就跟对我来讲就非常的宝贵。
From that day on, this paragraph has a very important relationship with me.
我可以举很多的例子，但是我另外一个好就是
another example，
圣经里面的呼召其实就是向我的呼召。
The calling recorded in the Bible is the calling for us, for me.
我们读一下《使徒行传》的第二十二章。
Let's read Acts chapter 22。《
使徒行传》的第二十二章的第六到十节
，Acts chapter 22 verse 6 to 10。
使徒行传二十二章六到十
，Acts 22:6-10。
我将到大马色，正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”我回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。与我同行的人看见的那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。我说：主啊，我当做什么？主说：起来，进大马色去，在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。”
Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I'm Jesus of the Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. So I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do.
我希望弟兄姊妹要熟悉这个保罗的一些的他的经历。
I hope brothers and sisters you are familiar with the experience of Paul.
我们读的这一段的这个记载呢，在《使徒行传》相似的记载出现了三次。
This paragraph and it was recorded in the Bible for three times.
也就是说，保罗他原本是一个逼迫基督徒的人。
Paul used to be someone persecuted Christians.
对，那一次他在往逼迫的路上，有个大光照着他。
And that time, while he was on the way to persecute Christians, a great light shined on him.
然后他眼睛当时就瞎了。
His eyes were blind.
瞎了时候呢，主耶稣用声音在那边呼召他。
So Lord Jesus used the voice to call him.
或是说他们之间有一段的对话。
There is a conversation between them.
所以保罗就说， 他问了其实两个主要的问题。
Paul asked two important questions.
他说主啊你是谁
?Lord, who are you?
然后主耶稣给他一个声音说我就是你逼迫的那个拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Lord Jesus said, I'm the Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.
然后保罗又问主说主啊那我应当做什么呢
?And Paul continued to ask the Lord, what shall I do?
所以主就把他的一些呼召就告诉了保罗。
And the Lord revealed his calling to Paul.
弟兄姊妹 当我这次在读的时候心中还是他为什么要提到三次
?Brothers and sisters, when I read this times, why it appeared three times?
他第一次的时候是一个纯粹历史上的一个记载是在第九章的地方。
The first time it appeared in chapter 9, it's just a historical recording.
然后我们读的22章的时候呢是保罗开始要被犹太人抓起来的时候对他们讲的话。
This chapter 22, it was when Paul was,
被犹太人要
,when Paul was took by the Jews.
Yeah. 然后第三次呢是他已经被捆锁起来在那个一个分封的王的面前的一个分辨。
The third time is when Paul was appealing to the king when he was bound in the prison.
这边记载的话已经是保罗在一个非常危险的光景。
Here is recorded Paul is in a very dangerous situation.
但是当保罗在讲的时候呢他一直提到说当初他信主的时候呢他所听到的主对他说话的声音。
But when Paul shared here, he mentioned the first time when he was saved, he heard the calling of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果是我的话，我在想象，如果是我
，If I were Paul,
我今天受到很大的那个庞大的人群的那个压力。
I have a great a pressure from the people.
要被捆抓起来。
I'm put into prison.
然后我来到那个王的面前
，I come before the king，
然后受审判
，and was under judgment。
我在想，我可能就腿软了
，maybe I'll just
我可能就站不住了
，I'll just faint，I can't stand。
很有可能，其实保罗也是人
，Paul is a human，
也很有可能在保罗的心中也是有一种害怕在里面。
Very possibly there was fear in Paul。
但是有一个事情是能够坚固我们弟兄的。
But however, there's one thing it can strengthen our brother.
就是在他得救的最起头的时候呢，他听见过主耶稣对他说话的声音。
It as the very first beginning when he was saved, he heard the voice of God.
对，那个声音是那么的真实。
And that voice is so real.
那个声音告诉他说，神，我们的主他是谁？
The voice told him, "Who is our Lord?"
那个声音告诉他说，你现在得救了，我差遣你去怎么服侍我。
And the voice told him, "Now you are saved, and I command you how to serve me."
所以当他面对一个非常大的压力的时候
，when he was facing this pressure,
那个声音就环绕在他的心里面。
And this voice came to his heart.
对他可以做各样的分辨，你知道吗？用不同的方式去辩解。
He can use many ways to justify.
但是他在当时面对压力的时候，他不得不讲出他这一段在开头的时候他的经历。
But under the pressure, he had to share his first time the testimony of his salvation.
好像当初神对他说话的声音再次充满在他的心里面，在他耳朵里面。
As if the voice of God when he first time spoke to Paul and was in his heart.
对，在他最困难的时候，他主耶稣兼顾他两个事情。第一个事情。你所信的这一位呢，还是同样一位神。
There are two things in his difficult times. One thing, God told Paul, the God you believe is still the same God.
第二件事情，你今天受到这么大这样一个审判呢，是因为是我差遣你，你没有违背我的呼召。
The second thing, now you are under judgment. It is because you are calling from me.
当这个那个那么熟悉的声音在好多年之后再次在说在保罗的心中的时候
After many years, this familiar voice spoke again in Paul's heart.
他就在主面前再次能够重新站立得住
And he once again, he can firmly stand before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们听见神的声音的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we hear the word of God,
对，有的时候我们曾经听见神的声音
，If we ever heard the voice of God before,
它可以在我们最软弱、最艰难的时候
，In our most difficult times,
再次的提醒我们。好像在响声响在我们的耳朵里面，再次的坚固我们。
This voice of God came into our heart and strengthened us.
然后还有一个方式，我常常用的是，要用心去体会那个经文，就作者的心肠。
Another thing I always shared is to understand the affection of the author.
其实那个写圣经的人的心肠呢，就是主耶稣的心肠。
The author of the Bible and his affection is the affection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，这段圣经还更长了，这个是罗马书第十六章。
It's in Romans chapter 16.
对，罗马书第十六章，我也不能够全部念。
We can't read them all.
16章第一节，我看念多少？16章第一节跟第二节。
16 verse 1 and 2。
我对你们举荐我们的姐妹菲比，她是坚格里教会中的女执事，请你们为主接待她，合乎圣徒的体统。她在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助她，因她素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。
I command to you Phoebe, our sister, who is the servant of the church in Centuria, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you, for indeed she has been the helper of many and of myself also.
第三节跟第四节。
3 and 4。
问百基拉和雅居拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的颈项置之度外。不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。
Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I gave thanks, but also all the churches of Gentiles.
然后他就继续的问安，好，这个叫 salute 吗？是问安。
And he continued and salute.
Yeah. 比如第五节，他讲到一个亲爱的以拜尼土。
In verse 5, he mentioned my beloved.
然后第六节他提到玛利亚。
And verse 6, he mentioned Mary.
他说玛利亚常常多受很多劳苦。
Who labored much for us.
然后第七节他说像是我的亲属，并且曾经因跟他一同作监的安多尼古和尤尼亚。
Verse 7, it's my fellow prisoners. It's like my countrymen.
所以他我这个没办法全部念了，但是有一次我在读16章的时候
，One time while I was reading chapter 16,
我觉得保罗把好多的弟兄姊妹放在他心里哦。
Paul put many brothers and sisters in his heart.
这些人都是当时在罗马那个地方所在，他们那时候在罗马。
These brothers and sisters, they were in Rome.
然后保罗就好像一个一个在那边数
，and Paul just like one by one and count their names.
他讲到菲比的时候
，when he mentioned Phoebe,
他说啊，他是个姊妹
，she's a sister.
保罗没有说他好像很怎么样，他说菲比常常也过去也帮助了他。
Paul didn't say Phoebe is like someone, but he said Phoebe helped him before.
对，然后他说有一些人好像跟他同生共死，好像把景象都置之度外，是第四节的。
And in verse 4 says, and who risked their own necks for Paul's life.
然后他记得有一些人跟他一同做过监牢。
And many people there are the fellow prisoners of Paul.
然后他记得有些人是比他先信主的。
Some people they believed in the Lord before Paul.
他记得有些人为着主受了许多的劳苦。
And some people labored much for the Lord.
我那次一边读的时候，我就一边流眼泪。
That time while I was reading this paragraph, I was weeping.
我从来没有想过，罗马书十六章可以这么宝贵。
I never thought Romans chapter 16 can be so precious.
因为他表明了保罗他一个一个在数着 在远方的弟兄姊妹们。
Paul was counting the brothers and sisters' name in his heart.
每一个都对他来讲是这么的熟悉，这么的亲切。
And every brother and sisters is so close and familiar with Paul.
然后在保罗心里面，他觉得啊，真好，有这么多弟兄姊妹可以一同忠心的爱主。
In Paul's heart, he felt it's so good. We have the brothers and sisters. We can faithfully love the Lord.
然后可以一起走这条天路。
And we can walk on the heavenly road.
然后彼此的激励。
We can encourage each other.
你会感觉保罗这个被主重用的器皿，他也需要弟兄姊妹。
And you can see here, Paul, even he's greatly used by God as the important vessel. He needs brothers and sisters.
对，他觉得这些弟兄姊妹都是亲爱的主里的弟兄姊妹。
These brothers and sisters, they are beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord.
对，他一想到他们的时候，心中就感觉很多的安慰，也感觉很多的激励。
When he thought about the brothers and sisters, he felt encouragement.
还有一个是我常用的。
Another example I always shared.
就是我会问主问题，也问自己问题。
I ask the Lord question and also I ask myself question.
这个是避免我自己以为我懂了，或是以为我已经有了。
This can help me to avoid in the situation that I think I understand. I think I get it.
几年前有一次我在读哥林多后书。
A few years ago, while I was reading 2 Corinthians,
对哥林多后书第一章
2 Corinthians chapter 1,
三到六节
2 Corinthians chapter 1, 3 to 6,
哥林多后书第一章三到六节，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰、得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, 3 to 7.Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted,It is for your consolation and salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我们通常读的时候就知道说是保罗受了许多苦难。
When we read this paragraph, we know Paul suffered a lot.
然后我们的弟兄受了苦难之后得到神许多的安慰。
And he got the comfort after his tribulation.
然后他就发现说，诶，他的这些经历呢是可以帮助其他的弟兄姊妹。
And he found his experience in the tribulation and it can help other brothers and sisters.
所以当这些弟兄姊妹也在艰难当中的时候，他的过去的经历呢也可以安慰这些弟兄姊妹。
With other brothers and sisters in the tribulation difficulties, his own experience can help them.
对，没有错，当我们读的时候这些是可以，我们可以理解的。
It is right, when we read this, we can understand.
不过那次我读的时候我就问我自己问题。
But that time, while I was reading, I asked myself a question.
我第一个问题是先问说，我这个人有经历过什么患难吗？
So the first question I ask myself, have I ever experienced any tribulations and trial?
那如果我经历过这些患难，我有没有得到从基督来的安慰？
If I went through the tribulations, did I ever get the comfort from Lord Jesus Christ?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们读，如果只是读的话，我们知道是保罗的故事。
If we only read, we know it's the story of Paul.
但现在我问神，也问我自己。
Now I ask the Lord and also ask myself,
这段圣经对我来讲是真的吗？
Is this paragraph real to me?
我怎么去经历这段圣经呢？
And how do I experience this paragraph?
难道只有保罗可以经历？那我们应该是说，我希望不是只有保罗才经历这个事情。
I hope not only Paul can experience this.
我这段圣经我读懂了。
I understand this scripture.
但是我经历过它吗？
Have I ever experienced?
对，这是我在问我自己的问题。
This is a question to myself.
然后我就突然想说，是的，我经历过一些难处。
And I said, yes, I did when go through some tribulations.
那我是怎么经历？我就回想，有些时候我的确经历了主的一些的安慰。
Sometimes I got the comfort from the Lord.
然后我也在问我自己说，我有没有曾经能够安慰过任何的弟兄姐妹
？And I also ask myself, was I ever able to comfort other brothers and sisters?
其实我也不太确定。
I'm not quite sure.
但是我希望慢慢的能够可以的。
But I hope gradually I can comfort other people.
我希望说，在我往后如果还经历一些苦难的话
，In the future, if I endure the persecutions,
我不要把这段圣经漏掉。
I will not miss this Bible verse.
我要得着从神来的安慰。
I want to get the comfort from the Lord.
那我也希望能够成为盼望，能够有机会成为弟兄姊妹或是朋友的安慰。
And I hope this comfort I got from the Lord can comfort other people.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我在读圣经的时候常常在问的问题。
These are the questions I always ask myself while I was reading the Bible.
这段圣经我理智上我懂。
This paragraph I understand.
但是我真的懂吗？
But do I really understand?
意思是说我真的去经历过他吗
？It means have I ever experienced him?
对，在我生命的经历里面，这段圣经对我来讲是真的吗
？In my life, is that real in real life?
所以这个操练呢，能够防止我好像只是读一些字面的话。
So this exercise can help me not only just read the letters.
最后我再举一个例子。
One last example.
就是说在圣经里面的榜样呢
The examples in the Bible
应该是我们效法的榜样
It's the examples we're supposed to imitate
包含着主耶稣自己呢也包含了新旧约里面的圣徒们
including Lord Jesus Christ himself and all the saints in the Old Testament and New Testament
这是我上礼拜六跟在周六有一点点的交通的一个内容
This is fellowship last Saturday.
我们读两处的圣经
Two scriptures.
希伯来书十二章第二节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2.
希伯来书的十二章第二节的第二节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受了十字架的苦难便坐在神宝座的右边
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
请注意好，他是坐在神宝座的右边。
So pay attention here, he sat on the throne of God, the right hand of the throne of God.
对，我们翻到那个《使徒行传》
Act.
是应该第九章吧？不是。使徒行传第七章
Acts chapter 7
使徒行传第七章的54到56
Acts chapter 7 54 to 56
众人听见这话就极其恼怒向斯提凡咬牙切齿但斯提凡被圣灵充满定睛望天看见神的荣耀又看见耶稣站在神的右边就说我看见天开了人子站在神的右边
When they heard these things they were cut to the heart and they gnashed at him with their teeth but he being full of the Holy Spirit gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said look I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God
对 上周六我被指定要交通一点斯提凡的事情。
Last Saturday, I was assigned to share a little bit on Stephen.
所以我就在主面前，反复的去读斯提凡的事。
So I repeatedly read the story of Stephen.
斯提凡是第一个教会里殉道的一位弟兄。
Stephen is the first martyr in the church history.
然后他是被石头打死的。
He was stoned to death.
他在临死之前呢，整个使徒行传的第七章。都是他在劝勉犹太人。
Before he died, the whole chapter 7 in Acts is an exhortation of him to the Jews.
对，我在以前的时候，我就听过年长弟兄提到说一个事情。
I remember elder brothers shared before.
就是斯提凡他在殉道之前呢，他看见天开了。
Before Stephen was stoned to death, he see the heaven open.
而且呢，主耶稣是站在那个神的右边的。
The Lord Jesus Christ was standing at the right hand of God.
这是一个特别的景象。
This is a special image.
所以我特别去 search 成本 Bible。
So I searched the whole Bible。
我只发现到除了这个地方，我只发现到另外一个地方提到在宝座前是站的。
I only found another place besides this, and the Lord Jesus Christ stand.
应该说在宝座上是站着的。
Standing on the throne.
对，就是不仔细讲，就是羔羊刚刚被杀的时候。
Well, the lamb was slaughtered.
然后其他所有的地方，只要提到在宝座上，通通都是坐着的。
Other places, when it mentioned the throne, it all says and sitting on the throne.
所以我就反复的思想这段的圣经。
So I'm repeatedly meditated on this scripture.
有一件事情是我昨天感觉的。
Yesterday I had a sense.
就在斯提凡面对生命的危险的时候。
When Stephen faced the matter of life and death,
你发现他在那边劝勉犹太人，
and he exhorted the Jews.
然后路加用整个第七章来记录他的信息，
and Luke used the whole chapter 7 to record this story.
你发现斯提凡在临死之前呢，都表明他这个人呢是充满神话语的人。
Before Stephen even died, he was full of the word of God.
也就是他在死之前呢，他里面有很多神的话语。
Before he died, he had a lot of word of God in him.
然后神还是可以在他死之前借着这个人呢传递神的话。
And he can, the God can use him to share the message, to preach the word, even before his death.
所以再一次的，在有一个弟兄呢，在他最艰难的时候呢，神用他那个丰富的话语来托住这个人。
So once again, the God used His abundant word to support and strengthen this brother.
然后到了他临死的时候，
when he was facing the death,
然后他看见天开了，
he saw the heaven open.
所以我们去体会为什么主耶稣要站着。
And we try to understand why Lord Jesus is standing.
所以我们可以去体会说，当主耶稣看到这边有一个人叫斯提凡。
Lord Jesus was seeing one person named Stephen.
他看到这个人呢，完全不顾及他自己的性命。
This person, he doesn't care his own life.
他只想着神的见证。
He only cares about the testimony of God.
他一点都不顾及他是否能够存活。
He doesn't care if ever he can survive.
他愿意为着主一直忠心到他生命的结束。
And he's willing to be faithful to the Lord until the last second of his life.
当我们的主在宝座上看到这样的人的时候，
Well, the Lord sees someone like this.
他觉得他坐不住。
The Lord cannot sit there.
他想要站起来，来迎接这个人。
The Lord has to stand up and welcome this brother.
来迎接这个人来到宝座。
Welcome this brother to the throne.
因为他觉得这个人是配得的。
Because the Lord Jesus thinks this person is worthy.
所以当我在反复读这段圣经的时候，
Well, I was reading this paragraph.
每次读我就没有办法止住我的眼泪。
I just can't stop weeping.
我只是在想，我只是在问我自己。
I ask myself.
我能够像斯提凡一样吗？
Can I ever be like Stephen?
如果我当时在斯蒂凡的身边，我能够陪着他一起吗？
If I was ever next to Stephen, can I just be there with him?
还是我是一个躲起来的人呢？
Or I just ran away.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个圣经中的榜样。
This is an example in the Bible.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们读的不是在旁边看看说，哦，斯蒂凡殉道了。
When we read the Bible, we're not someone outsider, we just see Stephen being put to death.
对，我们看的时候是发现，诶，这些的爱主的榜样，我愿意效法。
And we see the examples of brothers and sisters who love the Lord, and I want to imitate and follow.
所以神可以借着他的圣经对我们说话。
God can use his Bible to speak to us.
成为我们许多的提醒，也成为我们的激励。
To become the reminders and also the encouragement.
但愿神在这个末后的时代多开我们的耳朵。
Hopefully in the last times, the Lord can open our ears.
我们有许多人，神一看啊，许多的人耳朵都是打开的。
And many people here, their ears are open and the Lord can see us.
对不起，我又过时了，我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是乐意向我们说话的神。
Lord, you're willing to speak to us.
你在等候我们的耳朵向你打开。
You're waiting for us to open our ears to you.
主啊，但愿我们在座的每一个人。
Lord, may all of us who are sitting here.
每一个人。
Everyone.
主啊，我们都向主向你有个心愿说。
We all have a desire towards you.
主啊，我要做一个有耳能够听的人。
Lord, I want to be someone who has an ear and able to hear.
主啊，愿你的活泼的言语主要常常充满在你的儿女当中。
Lord, may your living words always fill the brothers and sisters.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天聚会就到这里。
The meeting will end here.